Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. Always good having our listeners, and we have some viewers in too, as always, with our show. My name is Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. And our guests this week are Stephen Pusterla and Derek Ossie. Hey, guys. How's it going?
How are you? All is well. Thanks for having us.
Good to see you. So, Derek, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a financial advisor in the field of with a specialty in student loan management. My background, I have a financial planning degree, and I've been in the industry now a better part of 8 years.
Wow, long time.
Yeah.
For you.
And so my name's Stephen Pusterla. I as well with Derek, I'm working in the financial planning space. I studied at the University of Maryland. Graduated about a year ago now. And we're going to talk about student loan debt management today.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, to our listeners know a lot, unfortunately, about student loan debt. And it's a big, big problem in this profession. So what made you guys consider financial planning?
It's becoming a bigger and bigger issue, especially over the last, decade, recovering from the collapse of 2008. And now with this crazy increase in student debt and the way that the student debt program is becoming, it's becoming the most or the largest hurdle for a lot of professionals coming out of school to really start their lives. So I myself have had a student loan issue when I was just graduating school. I didn't know how to handle it. So at the end of the day, I did some self-study. I learned about some of the intricacies of how these plans work, be it private, federal. Then I met a man by the name of Bradley Wood, who's a founder of one of our programs called Brad Control. He was able to help me out and educate me on a lot of different strategies and ways to manage these loans so that I can really start my personal financial well-being. And really kind of went off from there. This is becoming an issue more and more so because the cost of education is going up, exponentially year over year.
Yeah, so similar to Derek, having been a New Jersey guy going to the University of Maryland.
Yes, shout out to Jersey.
There was only a few things that I could receive from the university in regards to grants and financial aid. So nonetheless, I took a leap of faith and explored the opportunity there. But the thing is, when you come out of school, the student loan debt is kind of hanging over your shoulder. 6 months after you graduate, you're hit with these statements. It's time to start paying back. And Derek's a great friend and partner of mine, as you've come to know, Dr. Christman.
Yes.
And we're working these 12, 14-hour days, and I was really frustrated with the money coming in, almost entirely going to my student loan debt payments. And I kind of expressed my interest in learning more about this to Derek, and he shared with me some information about what he had done for himself. Mm-hmm. And together, over a few months, several years now that we've been with Bradley Wood, put together a few strategies that are tested and proven to really best position yourself for the future and kind of overcome this number one financial burden for a lot of young professionals being student loan debt.
Yeah. And what I love about what you guys are doing is you really are having a focus with the veterinary professional in the profession in and of itself too, especially with the recent graduates. So what are some of the common mistakes that you see veterinarians making in regard to like their student loan debt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you go to school, right, your whole focus is really around becoming a veterinarian and learning the intricacies of becoming a veterinarian and all the hardships that kind of go along with it. Right. But at the end of the day, a lot of people coming out of school, oh, hey, let me get myself into a better financial situation before I start paying these loans back. And what we see is a lot of people, I don't want to say avoid the issue, but kind of push it off further and further down the road. And that can be a large issue, in regards to, cash flow and any type of, future financial planning, right? Do you have anything else to add to that?
Yeah. So, kind of spinning off of what Derek had to say, a lot of the problem we see is people not wanting to come to the grips with the fact that they're excellent at what they've studied. They're excellent at what they're doing, right? But now, why wouldn't it be a good idea to have someone who specializes in this space kind of looking over your student loan debt and really positioning you best? The way I like to think of it, especially with veterinarians, is if my dog was sick, I know I'm the last person that should be making a recommendation. And it kind of applies similarly, right? Mm-hmm. I thought I knew all of the answers, but until I really understood the resources and options available to me, I wasn't able to make the most informed decision for myself. And I'd say that's probably the number one problem, is people looking to handle this themselves without knowing all of the options that are available to them.
It's unfortunate that they have this heavy, the burden, this debt, and it turns into their decision-making processes of where they're gonna work. You know, like certain organizations have student loan forgiveness, or, you know, they have some sort of relief that they provide these guys. And maybe it's not necessarily where they want to go, but it's where they have to go. Have you guys have been hearing that with the new graduates that are coming out?
Yeah, a lot of the times we're seeing some type of, repayment employee sponsored plans that are helping, you know, with some of these debt structures. But unfortunately, it's not always the correct answer, and that seems to be the only information that some of these people are getting. So what we really are wanting to do is educate and communicate these strategies out there to newly grads. Have them know their options so that they can make an informed decision at the end of the day.
And I guess you have a unique position too, where you're seeing the new graduates that are coming out. What are some of their goals that you're hearing? What are some of their aspirations that they want to do?
I'll jump in and speak to that for a second, just because I was kind of dealing with the same situation a few months ago.
But
things you'd expect for a young graduate professional are goals like moving out of their parents' house, maybe financing their first car or buying a car. When I say moving out, being able to afford maybe an investment property or an apartment, things of that nature. But now the new wave of doctors that we're kind of speaking to, this younger generation, they're different in a few ways, right? There's this entrepreneurial drive that makes them very unique. A lot of the conversations we're having with young doctors is around long-term goals of theirs within both their personal life and professionally. We're seeing more and more young doctors thinking, well, an associate position is great, but I know down the road that I want to own my own practice. But this student loan debt is kind of weighing us down to take advantage of these young years. We need to be in our financial growth curve, and they're kind of missing the ball, unfortunately. So that's a lot of the conversation we've been having more recently leading into practice ownership.
Gotcha. And I mean, it's gotta be tough during this pandemic too, with these new graduates coming out. And cause I know that I'm personally hearing that too. So if I'm a new graduate, let's say right now in 2020, and, you know, I want to talk to you guys about, you know, my planning and all that stuff. What does that look like? Where do you begin the process?
Yeah. So that's always the starting point, right? Like what's the first step into handling this?
Right.
So like you said, we really stress education. I think having a full background and knowing all the options available to you is going to really help you make that decision. And then for our first step is to really analyze your goals. Analyze what are your short, mid, long-term goals. Kind of piggybacking on what you just said, Stephen. You know, maybe it's buying that first home, or maybe it's opening up that practice, or, you know, anything that you really have in your life, right? And then we assess the student loan issue from there. So what is your student loan? What do your student loans look like? Are they private? Are they federal? And what are the options available to you for you to really utilize some of these programs out there to get the best bang for your buck for your exponential growth curve, as Steve was saying before? You know, following that, we'll have a recommendation session where, you know, we'll have identified the actual paths in which we want to go down, how to handle your loans. Following that, we'll create a plan and the most cost-effective strategy for you to handle these loans. And with the help of Steven and myself, you know, we'll help you execute those plans as well and make sure that every piece or every aspect of your plan is going together in the most efficient manner way for you. And then the last piece, we really monitor this stuff because as you grow and as your income grows and you open up these practices or you purchase these homes, you know, your debt's going to change, right? So we want to make sure that everything is always in line, you know, whether it be quarterly review, annual review, just to make sure that everything is still where we want it to be and we're moving forward, not backwards.
I like that. It's like somebody having a little checks and balances on your student loan debt that's overseeing your
financial. Yeah, it's exactly what it's like.
Yeah. You know, it's in this profession, to the listeners, unfortunately, you guys know about this, that, compassion fatigue and mental wellness is a huge issue. And, financial strain has a lot to deal with it, a lot of bearing with it. So when we talk about, well-being, we also talk about financial well-being as well. So is there any additional tips that you can provide the graduates or even the vet students that are in school, like certain things that they should take advantage of before it gets a little bit out of control?
Yeah, a lot of times this is a very anxiety-driven conversation, right? Because when you're coming out of vet school, you're looking at $200,000, $300,000 of student loan debt. And, the first tip there is to really, take a deep breath and relax and know that there are strategies for you to manage that debt. Especially in the mental wellness there, I think that anxiety really has a driving factor, right? Knowing that you can put a plan in place is going to really get yourself more focused on what you need to be doing with your practice or your patients or things of that nature, as opposed to not, losing track of what else needs to be done maybe on my financial side of my life, not letting that interfere with my day-to-day.
Right. I'll never forget the day I made my last payment for my student loan. I don't know, Steve, if you can relate or whatever, but let me tell you, it's one heck of a great feeling because you do feel like, you're no longer a prisoner financially.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And that does hit home well with me. I mean, I'm still some years away from making that last payment. And trust me, I'm excited to make that last payment. But more importantly, we were able to quantify the debt that I had. We were able to put a plan around it, not only reducing my monthly payments to help me out on cash flow and for my short, mid, and long-term savings. But we also put a plan together that, one, alleviates my number one financial burden, being student loan debt, and two, allows me to plan for all of the other goals we identified, right? Now, if I could make one recommendation to somebody that's either still in school or recently graduated, is understanding that this is a problem, and it's a problem that you don't need to handle alone. I think that's a large part of the value we provide, is kind of serving as a financial therapist, right? Someone to walk you through the process, someone to not tell you what to do to better your situation, but really empower you with the information and the resources necessary to make an informed decision. Mm-hmm. And from there, you're already ahead of the rest of the game. You took the first step, and you're going to start to plan around eliminating that cost burden and starting to move forward and plan for other things in your life.
Yeah. No, I love that. So where can we go and find out more information about you guys if we wanted a consultation?
Yeah. So we're available by email, LinkedIn, Facebook, Derek Osi at Grad Control, Stephen Pasterla at Grad Control. We'll definitely be supplying you with some links and some things of that nature, but you can also give us a call as well. 551-497-9534 is my number, but we'll also supply that as well. And just so you know that, really, we stress education at the end of the day, education and communication. Knowing the steps that you have to take is really the biggest goal and the biggest value that we can really, really help out and add.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. So being more educated about your student loan debt, making good decisions, not living beyond your means, living within your means. Some students get, when you graduate, you get so excited the fact that you have a paycheck and you want to start spending it and going crazy. And then, 6 months to a year down the road comes along your student loan first payment. You say, hey, you need to start paying that. And it's literally like a mortgage payment. So, trying to have that education and communicating and having a team such as you guys is really helpful for these guys. So thank you for everything that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? I'll ask you a question just to follow up yours.
Yes.
Would you think personally, do you think it might be worth taking 30 minutes or so to have a conversation with us to potentially square away or at least better position yourself around overcoming your number one or top financial burden, right? And that's really what it comes down to. These consultations are free. We're really just providing you with the education and knowledge you need to make an informed decision.
Love that. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Stephen Pasterla, I said it right. Derek Osi, thank you so much for your time on the Vet Blast podcast. It was very nice seeing and hearing you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. And we look forward to talking to you again.
Yes, my pleasure.
To everyone listening, we just want to wish you well and thank you for taking the time to hear us out. And we look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. And thank you everybody for tuning in. We will see you next time. Remember, always take care of those fur babies and stay possum.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.